to all the Lamar men of many words. However, I would be remiss if I passed up the opportunity to thank all those who have been involved with this enterprise over the past 10 years. First and foremost, I'd like to thank all of you, all those who actively participate in our monthly English shooting. Quite simply, without you there, we'd be no cheer. I also want to thank all the good people of Beit Avichai who make sure that whatever needs to be done to make the shir successfully is taken care of. Lastly, I want to thank our Magide Shir, Rabbi Meir Lichtenstein, who lectured us in the shir's formative years, and Rabbi Chaim Soloveitchik, our current Magide Shir. We all greatly appreciate your past and present efforts to make this shir a success. And now, with no further ado, we will start this commemorative lecture with Rabbi Chaim Soloveitchik.
Thank you. Good evening, everybody. Before I begin, I just want to mention that 10 years seems to be a very auspicious time, even in the world of the Olam HaYeshivot, the world of the Yeshivot. My father told me that in Halajim, they had a cycle to finish Shas, finish all of Gemara, not 7.5 years, but every 10 years. They finish Shas every 10 years, so it seems like 10 years seems to be a very significant number. The title of the Shir is Teaching Torah, Learning Torah, a Life-Changing Experience. I once heard my father in a casual conversation with me, once mentioned to me, he expressed some frustration. In many yeshivot, the practice was that boys would get to a certain shir, and then they would stop going to shir. And my father said to me that as long as a boy is learning, is, you know, and you have Magide Shir, why shouldn't they go to shir? So I know that my father was, his first shir that he gave, he was a Magid Shir at MTJ, just under Moshe Feinstein. So I asked him, I said, so what did you do until you started giving shir? So he said, until I started giving shir, I used to go to my brother, Yashavir Shir, and then once I started giving shir, I started giving shir. So he said it's important for people to go to Shem Shir even, you know, after they're 20, 21. And in the second casual conversation, or maybe this was even in shir, he told me that Rabba, which loosely translated as children who go to the house of the Rebbe to learn with the Rebbe, said that and the Gemara Chazal tell us that Eina Olam Miskayim, the world only stands because of the Hevel Piyam, the breath of Tinokosh Shalvesh Rabba. Said that anybody who goes to a shir, he said to me, even a senior citizen who goes to a shir, he's considered Tinokosh Shalvesh Rabba. So I'd like to discuss tonight, in the world exists on our behalf. He says, I'd like to discuss tonight, for a small amount of time, the significance of going into a shir, and what is really the point of a shir. The Gemara Masechet Kiddushin, Daf Mem Beis, discusses an interesting debate that happened between Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva, that what is greater, Talmud, learning, or Maisa, or Din Mitzvot, which the Meiri points out, in source number one, that it's referring, obviously, if you have to do a mitzvah, you have to say Kriya Shema, you can't ask, well, it's more important to learn. You have to say Kriya Shema. If it's time to say Kiddush, it's time to say Kiddush. So, however, let's say you have a mitzvah choice, it's something you have to learn, and you have a choice of doing a mitzvah, She'en Shaitan Overes. Did you know that you can do the mitzvah in an hour? What should a person jump on? He should learn, do the mitzvah, the masa, or it should learn first? And Rabbi Tarfon answered that he felt Maisa's gadol, that it's more important to do the mitzvah at that moment. Rabbi Akiva responded Talmud gadol, and then Nanu Kula Va'amru, everyone answered together and said, really Talmud gadol, why is Talmud gadol? Learning is more important. She had Talmud maybe le Maisa, because when you learn, then you'll know how to do the mitzvahs, how to do all the actions. So learning is more important, because without the learning, how can you do the actions? So the Gemara of the Sefer Kedushin seems to imply, it does imply, that when we weigh learning against actions, so learning is more significant. So the law of medicine, because the learning has to bring to Maisa, but the Gemara definitely uses the Lashon, Shad Talmud Gadol. Let's look at Gemara Bava Kamma. Gemara Bava Kamma, the Yudzayin, Ralef, this is source number two, is speaking about Chizkiyo HaMelech, King Chizkiyo, that when he was Nifter, they were discussing, the Pasuk tells us that Kavod Gadol, they did a great honor for him when he passed away. And one of Rabbi Yehuda says that what was the honor they did for him? So 36,000 people with their shoulders, beard, torn, with clothes torn, passed in front of his coffin. The Gemara says even for Achab this was done. So they said, Gemara said they put a Sefer Torah on his coffin, and they said that Yechizkiyahu HaMelech fulfilled what's written in the Sefer Torah. Gemara says, so why is that a big deal? But in the Nami Avdina, now we do the same thing. Gemara says, now in general we take the Sefer Torah out of the Leviathan of Gadol, the great person. However, we don't put the Sefer Torah down on the coffin. And the Gemara says, mate, sometimes we put the Sefer Torah down on the coffin. However, we don't say that the person fulfilled whatever in the Torah. So Rabbi Barachana tells a story that one time he was walking after Rabbi Yochanan, and the way most people explain this Gemara was to ask him about this sugya. So Rabbi Yochanan went into the washroom for a minute, right after the question was asked. He took off his tefillin, and he says he came out of the washroom. So he says he washed his hands, he put his tefillin back on, and then he made a bracha. And then he said, no, he says, you can say that even, what happened with Chizkiyahu HaMelech? That means he says, the Chizkiyahu HaMelech, we said he was Makai in the Torah, that we say today, he fulfilled the Torah, but we don't say Limod Lo Amrinan, we don't say he learned the Torah. But Chizkiyahu always said he learned the Torah, but in general today we might say that Makayim, we don't say he was Limod, he learned the Torah. I'll translate Limod in this way, learning for the moment. So the Gemara asks the question, so it implies that learning is greater, because the Gemara points out that if a Chizkiyahu HaMelech we said he learned, but others we only say Kayim, fulfilled. So the fact that by Chizkiyahu, only by Chizkiyahu we say he learned, it implies that learning is greater. So the Gemara asks, how can that be? The Gemara in the Maseches Kedushin points out that Lina Torah is greater. So the Rishonim are all baffled. Because the Gemara is asking Rabbi Yochanan, how can he imply that Limud is greater when the Gemara in Kedushin seems to say Talmud Gadol, the learning is greater. So the way Rashi explains the question of the Gemara is like this. Rashi says that why is learning greater? Why is Medrash Shu'a Iker? Because if you don't learn, you can't do it. So obviously the whole point of the learning is in order to know how to be Mekayim, how to fulfill. So since the whole point of the learning is in order to be Mekayim, so obviously being Mekayim Mitzvot is greater. So that was the kasha that they asked Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, Chizkiyahu HaMelech, he was so great that he learned. How can we say that if we see from the Gemara Kedushin that the whole point of learning is to Mekayim, obviously fulfilling the Mitzvot is greater. So the Gemara answers, that holad mikmar holad murei, that depends. If you're learning for yourself, you're teaching yourself, then obviously doing actions is more important. But if you're teaching others, so then teaching others, then your teaching is more important than your own actions, if it's a mitzvah which can be done later. So we see that because Mar was saying that Chizkiyahu HaMelech was willing to sacrifice his own avodas Hashem on some level, his own service of God, in order to teach others. That would be a point to Rashi. Tosfos, I really want to really focus on the Shultis, but I'll just quickly mention Tosfos. Tosfos is bothered by Rashi's shot, because the way Rashi explains the Gemara, Rashi is implying that Maaseh is really greater. Maaseh is greater, because the whole point of Limud is to learn. So Tosfos is very bothered, because the Gemara in Maseches Kedushin implies Talmud Gadol. So obviously Talmud is Gadol. How can Rashi say that from the Gemara and Kedushin we say Maaseh is Gadol, since learning brings to Maaseh, but the Gemara said the words of the Gemara are that learning is greater. Tosfos explains the Gemara's question like this. Then why does a person have to learn? A person has to learn in order to know what to do. So therefore, someone does mitzvot, it means that obviously he learned. If he didn't learn, how can he know how to do mitzvot? So this is the question they asked of Yochanan. Yochanan said that, but everyone else, they say, they were Mekayim, they fulfilled the Torah. But Chizkiyahu HaMelech, he says, he learned the Torah. So they ask him, how can you say that everyone else only was Mekayim and not learned? After all, if you were Mekayim the Torah, right, you obviously went ahead and you learned. So Tosfos points out that there's two types of learning. There's learning for yourself. So when it comes to learning for yourself, obviously you have to go ahead and you have to learn first before you know what to do. But the point is, Chizkiyahu wasn't that Chizkiyahu learned for himself. Obviously he learned for himself. the godless, the greatest Chizkiyahu was, that he learned from, that he would teach others, even though it would hold him back from doing certain mitzvot at that moment. So I'd like to focus now on the Shiltis for a few minutes. The Shiltis has a totally different reading of the Gemara. What does the Shiltis say? The Shiltis points out that he changes the Girsa. And the Shiltis is mentioned in source number 4. And the Shiltis said like this, that what happened? That the Gemara is talking about what happened with Chizkiyahu. And then, all of a sudden, the story that Rabbi Bar Bachana was going after Rabbi Yochanan to ask a question, a totally different sugya, nothing to do with what's going on. And then Rabbi Yochanan had to use the washroom, use the restroom. So what did Rabbi Yochanan do? Rabbi Yochanan went into the washroom, took him still first, of course. He came out, and then after he came out, he washed his hands, he put on his tefillin, he made the brachas, and then he went ahead and he answered the question. So the Gemara asks, how could Rabbi Yochanan have done that? I mean, before he answered the question, he put on his tefillin. The Gemara in the Sefer Kedushin says that Talmud is gadol, and therefore, since Talmud is gadol, he's going to put his tefillin on 5 minutes later, like we today. What do we do today? We don't wear tefillin the whole day. So, if his Talmud, a student, asked the question, he should have answered the question first after he came out of the washroom, and then put on his tefillin. Rabbi Yochanan didn't do that. Why didn't Rabbi Yochanan do that? Rabbi Yochanan didn't do that because Rabbi Yochanan felt that he has to put on his tefillin first. So the question is that Talmud is gadol. So the answer the Gemara gives is Talmud is gadol. What does it mean Talmud is gadol? It means Talmud is gadol when you learn by yourself. When you're learning for others, then you have to put a tefillin on first. The end of Tosfos says that both muriach rina when you're teaching others lo adif, then the Talmud, just after the Talmud is not gadol, and then you have to put your tefillin on first. And the Rishonim asked the question, why should that be? The Rishonim, it said, the Shikin Levetzis in source number 6, asked the question, like, if you have to wear tefillin when you're learning, why does it make a difference if you're going ahead and you're teaching others? Even if you go ahead and teach yourself, you should have to put on tefillin. Tosfos says, lo nirulri, lomar, la'asmo adif. He says, if learning is more important when it's your own learning, so you don't need tefillin, certainly when you teach others, you shouldn't have to put on tefillin first either. So the Shikin Levetzis doesn't really understand how could the Shiltis explain the Gemara that way, that how could a person go ahead, and how can a person have to put on tefillin? How could Yochanan put on his tefillin first? He says, because he was teaching others. So he says, if teaching yourself, you would go ahead and you would learn first, certainly teaching others. That is the question of the Shiltis Levetzis. And the Maran Lublin asks, what's the relevance to the story to our Gemara here about Chizkiyahu HaMelech? So the question is, what is the point, what is the idea that you have to wear tefillin when you are teaching Torah? So the question is really, what is the importance of tefillin? Why is tefillin so important? So we know there's a Gemara Masechus Brachos, that when a person kola kori kriya shema below tefillin, someone recites kriya shema about tefillin, so ki ilu made eidus shekha ba'atzmo, it's like he is testifying falsely. And as a matter of fact, the poskim mentioned that wearing tefillin is so important that if you have a choice of davening with tefillin or missing tefillin at tzibur, it's more important to daven with tefillin. To miss Zman Tefillah, some Zman Kriya Shema, so then maybe you should say Kriya Shema before you get the Tefillin. But to miss Tefillah B'Tzibur, so it's more important to daven and say Kriya Shema still enough. Let's call it Kriya Shema. So why is it that someone goes ahead and somebody recites Kriya Shema without Tefillin? It's like he's testifying falsely. So in source number 9, Tshuvas HaGaonim, he asks, Sha'altim Inyan HaTefillin. If you ask about Tefillin, so Kfar Avur Chacham Amu'ula quotes this Gemara, and Amar Achiyah, if the soul wants to mekabel o malchus shemayim shleima, yitnei, you should go to the washroom, wash his hands, and put on the tefillin, recite Kriya Shema, and once you daven with the tefillin, that is that's accepting the oath of heaven, the yoke of heaven in a complete way. Why? Because if someone recites Kriya Shema without tefillin, so Malchus Chaseira, he's missing some of this, for a man to recite Kriya Shema without tefillin, he's missing some of this yoke of accepting the yoke of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the responsibility to keep the Torah out of himself.
Why? Because the tefillin represents, and some wears tefillin, he's showing, a man wears tefillin, he's showing it, that I accepted by myself, Kabbalah's Omal Chushamayim. There's a Gemara in Brachos who speaks about certain Amorayim that were very mocked not to laugh. However, if they were wearing tefillin, it was okay. Why? Because laughing shows a certain attitude. You're not taking things very seriously, but if wearing tefillin, it means you take a Avodah Hashem very seriously. So based on this, maybe you can understand why it was so important when a person goes ahead and a person teaches Torah, he's wearing tefillin, as opposed to when he's learning by himself. What is the point? What is the point of learning Torah? So point of learning Torah is lilmod olamei, to learn, to teach, lishmor lasos, in order to know how to do. As we saw, the Gemara says in Maseches Kedushin, gadol talmud, learning is great because it brings to action. There's idea that when we learn, a person has to learn, not just for the sake of knowledge itself, but a person has to learn and to learn a lesson, how it affects his life, how he can work on his Avodas Hashem. I'll just explain with two very nice stories. But Moshe Feinstein Zatzal was once asked, why is it when boys start learning Haskalas Gemara, start learning Gemara, they start, I remember when I was in the Kitavav, I started with Eilu Metzias, about Shomer Sachar, Shomer Chinam, when I was in Kita Zion, so I learned Hamachid, and then in 8th grade, Kita Chest, I learned Hakones. Why are we learning all these mistakes about Baba Kama, about Messiah, what's it all about? And Moshe Feinstein pointed out that we want to teach the child that one of the most important things in his life is how you relate to others, how you treat other people's property. Why? Because the point of learning is not just to learn, just Lishma, but yes, Nasa, every time we learn, we have to learn in order to know how to do. It's a very important part of our Avodas Hashem. One more story before I go on. Rabbi Avishai David told me the story that when he was in high school once, he had his briefcase, and he wanted to go play basketball. So he was looking for somebody in YU to watch his feet. So he walks into the Beis Medrash, and he sees this man there he doesn't know. He says, excuse me, can you watch my feet? So the man says to him, well, you tell me. What we want to be a shomer? Am I a shomer chinam or a shomer sachar? So he says, you know what he was talking about? I'm explaining to you the differences in a shomer chinam and a shomer sachar. A shomer chinam, you know, is chayah for pshia. A shomer sachar is chayah for gnei v'al vega. And he's like, who is this guy? Yeah, whatever it is, you know, puts it down. Later he found out that this person was my father of Aaron Soloveitch. So we all learn about shomer chinam, shomer sachar. We learn halachas of hezek, and you know, we put it down, and all of a sudden, it's just something that we learn. But my father learned these sugyas, this was part of his life. Being a shomer chinam, shomer sachar, he thought about it all the time, every time he learned. And that's the idea, when we learn Torah, and certainly the job of a Rebbe is when he gives over a shir, someone gives a shir, not a Rebbe, gives over a shir, it's not just to teach Torah, but to teach Torah in a way where you can inspire others to understand that this is Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, everything we do, Makabal Malchus Shemayim, and therefore Rabbi Yochanan, before he answered the question, put in the tefillin, who is sending the message that we learn is for Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. We're learning to accept the yoke of heaven, to learn something which will help us be Makabal Sol Malchus Shemayim in a stronger way. There's a Gemara in Maseches Chagiga. I think it's a very beautiful Gemara. Gemara says in Maseches Mishnah and Maseches Chagiga about what you can learn, what you can teach. And the Gemara speaks about, Mishnah speaks about teaching the Maisim Merkava. The Maisim Merkava, loosely translated, is teaching about the chariot, the angels that support the chariot that hold the throne of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Gemara says that you should only know, you shouldn't teach, the Mishnah says, you shouldn't teach the Maisim Merkava to one person that will rush a prokin. What does it mean? In other words, if he is a machlokas hashonim, but you can teach to one. Let's just say you can teach to one person who is very capable, that he can understand things on his own. So the Gemara tells us Maseches Chagiga Daf Yud Aleph Beis that was a mice of Yochanan ben Zakkai. So he was riding on a chamor and a donkey, and he was going on the road, and Rabbi Elazar ben Arach was going after him. And then he said, and Lazar ben Arach says, Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rebbe, shonali perek echad, teach me one perek, the Maisa Merkava. So Amar lo kach shenisi lechem, didn't I teach you? The lo merkava b'yachid? You can't teach to someone the yoked elik and kain hayachachem and bidaito, unless he's someone who can understand most ideas on his own, can develop ideas on his own after you hear certain main points. So he says, I'm not sure if you're at that level. So Amar lo Rebbe, he said, Rebbe, allow me to tell you something that you taught me. So he said, okay. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai got down with a chamor, he wrapped himself in a talis, and he sat on the stone under the olive tree. And so Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai asked his Rebbe, why did you get him down from the chamor? He says, Yochanan ben Dorish, teach about the Maisim Rakava, about the chariot. Shechin Iman, the Shechin Adivach, Umalach Yasharas, Malabno son, and the Malach Yasharas will accompany us. Fani Erkav al Chamor, Yad Pasur Rabbi Lazar ben Arach, Maisim Rakava v'Darash. So the Lazar ben Arach started talking. The Yard Eish Neshamayim, and fire came down from heaven. The Siva Vakol Lanosh Vesada, and surrounded all the trees in the field. Pasku Kulam V'Amru Shira, everyone began to say Shira. Mashira Amru, Halos Hashem Yino Aret, Alim Chal Dahomo, Eshpil Harad, and Aluka. And then he says, Minan HaMalach Min HaEish, and the Malach from the fire got up and answered and said, Hey, hey, Maishim Rakava. So Amad Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai V'Noshkul Rosh. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai got up and kissed him in the head, and he says, Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Shenosan ben L'Avram Avinu, gave a son to Avram Avinu, Shiodei L'Havin, understand, Lachkor, the research, B'Lidrosh Maisim Rakava. And he says, Yesh Dore, Yesh Na Dorosh Eno Mekayim. There are those who can give a very nice shir, and they can learn the Pesukim out very nicely, but they don't fulfill so nicely. These Na Mekayim are those who are experts in being Mekayim. The ain't no dorish, but they're not experts on being dorish. Atad no dorish v'no mekayim. You are somebody who's no dorish. You darshan very nicely. You speak very nicely. V'no mekayim. My father pointed out that that must be the biggest compliment you can give somebody. No dorish v'no mekayim. Ashracha Avram Avinu shalatam rach gatsim alchol tzecha. But what does it mean? There are people who are no dorish v'no mekayim. Talking about Magid Ashir, Achmed Chazal, what are we talking about? You're a Blasim Arach, you're an expert. So it could be there are many people who can give a very good shir. But maybe when they give the shir, they're not an expert in giving over. We have that just something to learn that we can grow, apply to our life. And when you saw the shir Blasim Arach gave, and you know everything became alive, Malachim came down, and there was a fire, Eshin Hashemayim, all of a sudden, what happened? All of a sudden, people felt like, you know, the Torah was alive, the Torah was dynamic. There's something you can learn from a shir. It's not just stam of shats or stam of loveness, but all of a sudden you take it with you and helps you grow. And that was Rabbi Lazar ben Arach, what was expert in. And that is not Darash Ma Mekayim. So obviously we're not with Rabbi Lazar ben Arach. But when we learn Torah and we go to a shir, sometimes the point of the shir is not just to learn, but to inspire us to take the Torah of the Shir, and we walk out of the Shir, we can do something new. It affects our Avodas Hashem. It's all part of Kabbalah Tzom Al Chushamayim. And the truth is, the Gemara in Maseches Brachos of Tezayin and Beis, it says the same thing, that the Torah is there's a pasuk that mentions Mecholim and Olim in the same pasuk, the words. And the question, what's the connection? Because just like Nachalim, brooks, water, takes a person from Tumah Tahara, so too Torah should. How does Torah take a person from Tumah Tahara? Torah takes a person from Tahara because when you learn Torah and all of a sudden you learn something new, it helps you in Avodas Hashem. So yes, you become, even if you've come before it, somehow it's a continuation of the process, the Tahara process. So just to come back in terms of the Shiltis pointed out, so why is this mentioned here? We have the story of what happened with Chizkiyo. What happened with Chizkiyo? And we said that we were talking about that. What was the greatness of Chizkiyo? Chizkiyo taught. We said it, and when Chizkiyo passed away, we said that Chizkiyo, he was melamed. He taught, and everyone else was just mekayim. So the question is, what do you mean he was melamed? He taught. Everyone teaches Torah. Everyone teaches Torah. But Chizkiyahu HaMelech, when he taught Torah, when he was able to teach Tumah Tahara, he affected Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, it wasn't just they learned the Mishnah, they learned Halachas. Chizkiyahu was able to bring Klal Yisrael up and inspire them and bring them to the next level. And that And that is the relevance. That's the relevance of the psukim. As the Maram asked, what's the relevance of this story to the sugya? Because what the Maram wants to tell us, what was the greatness of Chizkiyahu? So he taught, everyone else taught. But the limud, the learning Chizkiyahu taught Klal Yisrael with, was definitely on a much different level. It was different than anyone else is learning. That was and also, why is it he put on tefillin? So why did Rabbi Yochanan put on tefillin? When he taught, not when he learned for himself, because when he taught, he wanted to say the teaching, he had to show through his teaching, how the teaching is to inspire to grow. And if I'm not following every mitzvah, if I'm not showing my Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim, how can I inspire people by learning and tell them that learning, the teaching, is supposed to help you grow. I don't think it's just about a shiur, but I think it really imposes upon everyone when they learn, after we finish learning, is to think, well, what did I get out of this? How can I go ahead and how can I change myself? What can I get to go to the next step?